Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
This is episode 25, and you are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading, K-12, a podcast dedicated to bringing you resources for helping kids achieve their dreams of a bright future. I'm your host, Steve Mileto, and the last three episodes have been focused on awesome teachers talking about what they do best, teaching. Well, today's episode is about us thanking those awesome teachers in your own lives, those who helped you, pushed you, and who believed in you. Think, you know, you have your favorites. You have those ones that you always think about. You know, if a discussion comes up, there's ones that, boom, comes right to mind. Those who made a difference in your life. Who are they? Why do you remember them so fondly? In a minute, you will hear a number of adults talking about those teachers who they would like to thank. The teachers who made a difference in their lives. So before we go there, let me start with my own story. I have two favorite teachers, and one I didn't even think about until I'd been telling the story for so long that someone finally asked me a question that led me to realize, ooh, I got a second one. So let's start by talking about someone who I affectionately call Yoda. My senior English teacher, she was amazing. She was awesome. And she was, and that's right, you heard me right. I nicknamed her Yoda, not then. Then I would have died. But I look back on her as Yoda. She kind of looked a little like Yoda, not green. She's a little short. She had to use a walker to move because she had some sort of a bone disease, and she was a little old. I don't know how old she was. She's a little up there in age. Of course, you know, from a 17-year-old's perspective, she may have been 40. I remember her well, and her real name was E.J. Johnson. And E.J. was an amazing, amazing teacher. She had reading circles. She pushed us. She had assignments where you had to do these presentations, and you had to explain your answers. And she knew her kids. I mean, for example, one day I came in to take a test, and by the way, I was there every day. So coming in to take a test, I'm there every day. I'm never out. And I come in, and I must have looked really bad because she looked at me, and she goes, Steve, are you okay? And I said, yeah, why? You don't look okay. I said, I'm all right. And she said, okay, well, if you don't feel too well, let me know, and we'll call home, and you can take this test another day. Well, in a little bit, she looked back over at me, and I don't know, I must have really looked bad. Because what she did was she came over to me and she said, I think we need to call your home. She did. I went home, and wouldn't you know it, I had about 103 degree temperature, and I then stayed home. I was out for about a week. Boy, talk about knowing her kids. She knew just by looking at me. I wasn't coughing and hacking or whatever. I just looked bad. That's knowing your kids, and that was so cool. She had these amazing discussion lessons that we did where we would sit in a circle and we were allowed to bring food on those days. And she would come in with these questions about the stories that we had read. You know, one of my favorite was we had read the Iliad and we had different discussions about the characters and what was going to happen in the next section and so forth and so on, comparing it to different activities in the world at the time. We read several books, which I didn't care for as much, but we still had these incredible discussions. That was neat. She wanted to know our opinion based upon what we read, and we had to use it in these discussions. We had to be able to refer to the parts of the writing. What an amazing class. She had us do presentations in a time before PowerPoint. We had to use slide projectors, we had to create slides, and we had to put music to it. It was a very demanding class. She required us to work hard. When we wrote, she had us write over and over and resubmit and write over again. If I had a chance, I would thank her today. Thank you for knowing me. Thank you for pushing me. Thank you for believing in me. That was so cool because she believed in me and she helped me do so much better when I went off to college. Now, one day I was telling this story about Yoda and I was telling him about how much the kids either loved her or you didn't like her. And to tell you how much our class loved her, she had that walker that she had to use, and she was talking about one day that she had to, she was annoyed with other faculty members, and she was talking about how they just walk down the middle of the aisle, and they don't care about anybody around them. She goes, I wish I had a horn or something like that. Well, guess what? We got her a bicycle horn, and we got her those little flappy things that you put on a on a tricycle, and we put those on the hand grips, and we gave her that little horn, and you could hear her coming down the hallway, meep, 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 meep. And she would honk that thing, not at kids, at the adults walking down the middle of the hall. We thought that was so cool. And what was really neat was the day that we gave her that stuff, she cried. It was amazing. Yoda, or really EJ, was an amazing, amazing teacher. And one day I was telling this story and reflecting on it, and someone said, well, how did you get into her class? And I said, you know, that's funny, because in Florida at the time, I grew up in Florida, and in Florida at the time, they had three tracks. They had basic, average, and advanced, and I was in the average track. Well, Emma Jo was in the advanced track. And in order to get there, you had to have a teacher recommend you. Well, my junior English teacher and I did not see eye to eye. And it dawned on me that day when that person asked me that question, oh my gosh, I never would have met Yoda if it hadn't been for my 11th grade English teacher. And I've got to dig out that yearbook because I have a vague image of her, and her name is somewhere around McCravey. I thought of her as a out-of-place hippie, as a flower child, and that's my nickname for her that I always remember. It was funny because I was very focused, just to kind of tell you about me in high school. I was in marching band, and I was an officer there. I was in German club, and I was officer there. And I was in ROTC, and I was one of the leaders in ROTC. I was one of the officers there, planning on becoming a military leader and wanting to go into the United States Army. She said something one day that was kind of a political statement, and it made me not like that too much. And so whenever we had, I kind of got the feeling that she really didn't appreciate the military. And so whenever we had open writing times, I made sure that I wrote about the military, whether it was U.S. Grant, whether it was about Douglas MacArthur, whether it was about some conflict someplace. Those were the topics that I wrote because I thought that it irritated her. And finally, one day she wrote on a paper, she said, Steve, this was an amazing article that you wrote. But why do you always talk about the military? Why are they always your subject? Inside, I was feeling good. I knew I'd get to you eventually. Well, I got to tell you, what's sad is that what I didn't realize is that she actually was pushing me, and she was challenging me to write and write better and do drafts and do overs and do again and again and again, to the point that I got to meet Yoda. I got to be in the master's class because she allowed me to be there. And so both of them English teachers, and by the way, no, I did not become an English teacher. Although I did become a history teacher, but I was not fascinated by English. I was not into grammar. I was not into this, some of these stories. And I got to tell you, reading some of these books that we had to read, I'm going, I don't get it. There's a story by Faulkner called The Bear. I can remember the first so many pages of that was pretty exciting. The rest of it, I don't get it. And there's some amazing long sentence that's in that story that just don't get it. But they made such a difference in my life. And what did they both have in common? That's right. They believed in me. So I challenge you, listen closely to these adults reflecting on the teachers that they would like to thank. Who would you thank if you were given the chance? What characteristic did they have in common? Did they believe in you? Did they push you? Did they help you? Did they make a difference in your life? Enjoy.
So if I could thank one teacher going back to my grade school days, it would be Mr. Cheatham, who taught 8th grade American history. And I was always a math kid. I never really was a big history guy, but he just had a way of relating to 13 and 14-year-old boys, especially, it seemed, the way he would paint a picture of a battle scene, something that was going on, and it just really, really made me enjoy history, and that's something I, to this day, really appreciate.
Okay, think back to when I was in school. I do remember a teacher, Mrs. Mukagawa, and the reason why I remembered her is because she had a wonderful smile, and she always greeted us every day with that great smile.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, my favorite teacher was Shirley Blatzingame. I think it was 7th grade. They always called me the teacher's pet because I always went home with her, grade papers for her, and did all kind of stuff. She was awesome.
My favorite teacher would definitely be my third grade teacher, Miss Faith Moody. She had just this innate skill of knowing what it is that a student needed. And for me personally, she knew how to challenge me and spark curiosity, and she did it just by building a relationship with me and made me really love school.
You know, I had a number of very good teachers. I wish when I was in school, I had appreciated them more than I do now, but that's what being a kid's about. But there was an English teacher in middle school named John Delaney. I used to try to get by doing less. He made me do more. I used to try to cut corners. He wouldn't allow me to. And at the time, I thought he was awful, but he taught me a lot and was a good model for me when I went into education myself.
Thank you. Okay. I can think back to when I was in school, and one of my favorite teachers was my ninth grade teacher, and her name was Mrs. McIntyre. And she was the one that I would thank, because it was without her, I probably wouldn't be who I am today. And as a result of her believing in me and having faith that I could become someone, I end up becoming a teacher. And I think the reason why she's my favorite teacher is because she also became a part of my life, both as a classroom teacher, but as a mentor, at a very critical stage of my life. When you look at, when I, you know, consider and think of the background, the experiences I had, which were not all positive, she made a huge impact in making me, believe that I could do and could be the person that I am today. So, Mrs. McIntyre, I thank you for sowing a seed, for believing in me, and for being the wonderful teacher that you was. And I'm sure you not only touched me, but you touched many, many children that came behind me. So I thank Mrs. McIntyre.
Yeah, my favorite teachers growing up, Steve. I grew up in a small town, and most of my teachers all the way through kindergarten to high school were my Sunday school teachers, my scout leaders, my coaches, my little league coaches and high school coaches, and mother's best friends. They played bridge at my mother's house. So I couldn't get away with anything. But there were several that were just special. All of them I highly respected. And those were my ideals of what I wanted to be when I grew up, when I was a teacher, so I could pay back what they gave to me. Great teachers. I'm glad you had the opportunity to ask me that question. Thank you very much.
I'm ready. Good afternoon. Answering the question about a favorite teacher, I'd have to reach back into my high school years when I had a wonderful teacher who's now deceased, but her name was Margaret Crow, and she taught me to love language and love literature. And as I started into college and was a pre-law major, I kept drifting back to English education because of Margaret Crow. And I did become an English teacher and then later a principal and later a deputy state superintendent, which is where I am right now. But I will never forget Margaret Crow. She used to talk about reading great pieces of literature, and she'd always warn us when there was some special tip she could give us. And I remember one afternoon we were reading a very heartfelt story, and she said, "Now girls, I want to warn you, and guys too, this is a five handkerchief job." Again, thanks to Margaret Crow for the wonderful career I've had.
My favorite high school teacher was my 10th grade biology teacher, Mrs. Jones. She was a strict disciplinarian. She demanded that everyone in her classroom learn, and she made learning fun. It was the first time in my school experience that I had fun learning difficult content. And she gave me a passion for wanting to learn, and I think of her often, and really she's the only teacher that I think of to this day in my school career.
My family moved from Waycross, Georgia to Perry, Georgia the summer before the second grade. I was a young October birthday about to start second grade, and we had not been taught phonics in Waycross. The Perry school system wanted to put me back in first grade, but my parents wanted me to go ahead. My second grade teacher took me on a trial basis to see if I could make it through the first 6 weeks, and I did. She loved me, nurtured me, helped me make friends in a new community. When my family moved back to Waycross in February, I was devastated. She offered my parents to allow me to stay and live with her till the end of the year, and of course they wouldn't let me do that. But I have the fondest memories of her love and caring about me way back in the second grade. I don't remember her name, but I do remember her love.
My favorite teacher in school was my basketball and baseball coach, Coach Bill Finch, and he also taught me history and government, and he was my favorite. He was a mentor to me. He cared about me. I got to go hunting with him a lot, and actually he was in our wedding when we got married. That's how much I thought of him. And he was the only coach in our high school. I went to a very small high school, and he was our only coach. And he was also the tennis coach, and I played tennis as well. And he just always was a person I admired, and actually I emulated him in my career by majoring in PE and coaching. And he had more impact on me than anyone besides my parents as I was growing up.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mileto. This is a treat to get to mention a teacher that I had back in the fifth grade. Her name is Mrs. Gilreath. And I've actually tried to look her up, and I'm sure she's way since retired because I'm almost 55 years old. But she was just thinking back, she was a very positive part of my life, and I guess why I wasn't a great student, but I was better than the average C, maybe. But I just remember her and how she used to teach her class and give us experiences that I still remember today. So thanks for this opportunity.
My favorite teacher was in the third grade. Her name was Miss Patricia Probst, and I remember her reading a story to the class one time and stopping, and she kind of gave us a quick lecture about respecting our parents and how much they love us and how hard they work for us, and that we should really appreciate them, and anytime they buy us things, it's because they love us, and I'll never forget that. It kind of changed how I related to my parents, even today, and how I look at money. And she was just an incredible person with a great spirit.
I'm Butch Mosley. I grew up in a little town of Climax, Georgia, population 300. I actually had 13 classmates in my graduating class, and I finished in the top 13. Very small school, but I had some great teachers. The person that had the most impact on my life was my high school coach, who was also the agricultural teacher. We spent more time at his house than we did at our own, and he taught me the discipline, the value of teamwork, a lot about leadership, and he was a very stern disciplinarian. I incurred the wrong end of his board more than once, but I loved him like I'd love my father, and I am what I am today largely as a result of he, another teacher, maybe a preacher, and my parents.
The teacher that I would like to thank is my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Parker, and she was instrumental in helping me transition from a private school setting to a public school. She really believed in me and was able to help me make that transition during the rough time.
My favorite teacher and most impacting teacher in my school days was my high school football coach, Phil Jones. Coach Jones was a man that truly inspired my life. He was the definition of servant leadership. And when you're trying to corral a bunch of crazy high school guys on a football field, It was amazing that he was a coach that rarely ever had to raise his voice, because we all respected that man so much. He was a guy, you've heard the saying that he preached sermons without ever having to say a word. And he was just an amazing man that modeled what a man should be like to us. And I truly appreciate him for pouring into my life and really changed the pathway of my life. He touched the future.
My thoughts go to my teacher in first grade, Miss Evelyn Williams. She was my foundational teacher from the standpoint that I being my first year in school, and my having been born a chronic stutterer, that she challenged, you know, me to succeed and do well, and she, you know, understood me and accepted me as I was, as a bright student, you know, and did not let, you know, my disability overshadow her, pushing me to be my best and do my best in school. And that impressed me as a small child to even see myself more as a, based on my ability and not upon what I was, my disabilities or issues that I faced at that time.
Hey, hope you enjoyed that. I just wanted to challenge you with thinking about the teachers who made a difference in your life. If given the chance, who would you seek out to thank, and why? Thanks for listening. If you're a teacher, I just want to let you know, you make a difference. Keep on doing it. And one day, one of those kids, now they won't be a kid anymore, they may be in their 30s or their 40s, might seek you out and say, thank you. You made a difference. Take care.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.